Nearly 3 weeks ago, Day to Day spoke with several soldiers in Iraq. They are from the 660th Transportation Company of the U.S. Army Reserves, based normally in Catus, Ohio. The soldiers are part of a group of a half dozen friends from Barnesville, Ohio, who grew up together, went to school together, have now enlisted together, and are serving in Iraq. We spoke with them after the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, faced that question from a soldier in Kuwait about having to scrounge for armor for trucks. We're joined again by Staff Sergeant Jake Lucas. Sergeant Lucas, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex. My pleasure.
Tell me, when we spoke weeks ago, you said that indeed you all did have to scrounge for armor. Has the situation changed there at all with this new attention to the problem?
Yes, Alex, I believe it has. There's been a couple more kits come out for different types of vehicles that are being used on a day-to-day basis outside the gate. So, yes, it has changed. It has improved slightly, and it's getting better day by day.
So you have special armor that's designated for the kinds of trucks that you have to drive, and those kits are arriving, and you're able to fit them onto the trucks?
Yes, sir, that is correct. They're arriving slowly but surely.
So what kinds of routes are you driving now, and how do things seem different?
Well, the only way I can describe the routes we're driving is one word, dangerous. These kits that they're bringing out for our trucks are, of course, making it safer for us, but we drive a very long distance, 5-6 hours at a time. That whole 5-6 hours, we're constantly keeping watch of what's out in front of us, what's beside us, and praying that nothing goes off beside us, nothing happens, and we can get to our destination safely and return back here to Anaconda safely.
How far do you have to drive?
It's usually around anywhere from 200 to 300 miles. That is one way.
The last time I spoke to you, you said that very day, while you'd been driving, one of these roadside bombs had gone off as your truck was passing it.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
It sounds like it's a much more common kind of experience than I had imagined.
It's very common. You know, the other day we had a question asked to us, how many times have you been attacked? And the real question is, how many times haven't we been attacked? I've had some friends that I've gained a lot of respect for and gained a brotherhood kind of feeling for that have been injured and have been, sorry to say, killed.
Sergeant, you spoke to us very frankly and critically about the armor situation when we first spoke earlier this month. Do you get in any trouble? Does the Army say anything to you about the complaints that you raised and that your comrades and friends there raised?
No, I've not had anything said to me because I feel that it's the truth. And if I get punished for speaking the truth, then so be it.
Staff Sergeant Jake Lucas of the Army Reserve 660th Transportation Company speaking with us from Camp Anaconda north of Baghdad.